when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first returned from Gaya, the only kirtans that were taking place were the private kirtans amongst his most intimate, purified associates in the house of Srivas or Chandrasekhar Acharya. The blasphemers and the materialistic people would gather often by the thousands just to criticize and spread terribly slanderous rumors against Lord Chaitanya and his associates. They would make so many threats. But the pious people, their hearts were aggrieved to hear this blasphemy, because more than anything in the world, they wanted to see the dancing of Lord Gauranga. And they would say, because of all these blasphemers who are spreading all these lies against the Lord and his devotees, the doors will always be locked and we will never get in to see. How unfortunate we are. They would pray and long for the opportunity to see the beautiful dancing of the Lord and participate in the wonderful kirtan with the devotees. One morning, very early, the pious people of Navadvip came to Lord Chaitanya's house with gifts. Gifts of bananas and various types of fruits and leaves and grains. And with great affection they offered it to the Lord, and with submissive hearts they offered their obeisances. Lord Chaitanya is residing within everyone's heart, and he always reciprocates with the sincerity of his devotees, or those who want to be his devotees. So on this morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially merciful. He told the people of Navadvip who came before him, devote your life to Krishna. Worship Krishna as your life and soul, and I will teach you the process how. Always chant his holy names. And the simple method is this. These 16 words of 32 syllables from the great Vedic scriptures describe the Maha Mantra. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the first time, taught the people in general how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He said, repeat after me, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting. You chant in japa, you chant in kirtan, you chant with 2 or 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 people. You chant in your homes, you chant in your streets, you chant when you're walking. You chant the holy names of the Lord always. Chant the holy names of Krishna. You can gather together with your family members, your friends, in your homes, outside of your homes, clap your hands, play instruments, dance, and chant the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put straw between his teeth in great humility and approached all these people and begged them to take the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he would pick them up and embrace them and place garlands on them and put sandalwood on them with his own hands. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquered the hearts of all of these innocent people. And they all went home, and they all began to propagate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya told them they can also chant another mantra. Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo. Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Navadvipa was becoming intoxicated with love of God through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the envious materialistic people, their hearts were burning with envy. And under the king, who was Nawab Hussain Shah, the local man in charge, who had great armies at his disposal, was the Chand Qazi. Chand Qazi was considered within the Islamic faith to be a very, very saintly person because he was so well versed in the scriptures. In fact, the Nawab Hussain Shah, who was the king of all of Bengal, considered Chand Qazi his guru. The Chand Qazi hated Hindus. He outlawed any public Hindu practice. One day, the Chand Qazi was walking with his soldiers down the streets of Navadvip. And everywhere he went, what did he hear? Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Was furious, outraged. How is this happening in my kingdom? How dare these rascal Hindus go against my ordinance? According to my scripture, this is condemned, outlawed, and punishable by death. Chand Qazi personally began to beat the Hindus. He began to torture them. He began to plunder their homes if he heard them chanting the holy names. He sent soldiers out specifically on the mission to find any person chanting the Hindu names and to beat them, torture them, and plunder them. He had 1,000 soldiers roaming the streets of Navadvip just brutally beating and beating and beating those people who wanted to chant the names of Krishna. And one day, these people came to Lord Chaitanya, and they said, it is very difficult. It is hard to chant. There are people beating us and torturing us. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, you be fearless. You go on chanting the holy names of Krishna. Chand Qazi one day was walking with his soldiers and he heard the kirtan going on in Srivas's house, and in a fit of anger he went in and he started blaspheming the devotees, threatening them. With his own hands he picked up a murdanga and broke it to the ground. He said, I will not kill you this time, But if ever again I hear this Harinam Sankirtan going on in my kingdom, you will be imprisoned, tortured. You may meet death. The devotees were very hesitant to chant. They came before Nimai Pandit and reported that perhaps we should shift to another city to perform this Harinam Sankirtan, because Navadvip is not a safe place. And when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that the sacred Murdanga drum was broken, he became like time personified. He said, Lord Nityananda, today you go to the house of all my devotees and you tell them that after they take their lunch prasad, that they should gather here at my house with torches in their hands. Today we are going to chant and dance in every street and bathing place in Navadvip, and then we will carry on this procession of Sankirtan right to the house of Chankazi. We will knock down his door. We will burn his house. And let me see anyone who tries to stop me. I am time personified. Lord Nityananda Prabhu went and spread the news. After lunch, bring your torches, come to Nimai Pandit's house. Today Nimai Pandit is going to come out for the first time in the history of this world and chant and dance in the streets for everyone to see. When the people of Navadvip heard this, they were ecstatic. They couldn't even eat their lunch. They just started making torches, and fathers were making torches, and their sons were watching and learning how to make torches. In every house they were just making torches, getting sticks and putting some cloth around and getting oils and dipping it. Some houses were making thousands of torches. And that afternoon all the devotees came to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And they all had torches. And they were all fearlessly approaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to begin the first Nagkirtan in history. Srila Prabhupada also explained it was the beginning of the non-violent civil disobedience movement. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw everyone gathered, he began to give them instructions. Advaitacharya, you lead a kirtan party in the front of the procession. Advaitachandra, you dance, and people will sing and play murdangas and karatals along with you. And the next Sankirtan party in the procession will be Haridas Thakur as the lead dancer. And he will have singers and instruments around him. And the third Sankirtan party in the procession will be Srivas Thakur as the lead dancer. And he will have singers and musicians around him. And then behind all of you, I will personally dance. And Nityananda Prabhu, I cannot live a moment apart for you, so you will dance with me. And Gadadhar Pandit, you will be on my left side, and Nityananda Prabhu will be on my right side, and we will dance. And then the sun began to set, and all at once millions of torches were lit at the same time. Although it was dark, it lit up the sky brighter than day. And then the kirtan began. The murdangas and karatals began to play. The singers began to sing. The dancers began to dance. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of love of God, began to dance with Nityananda Prabhu on his right and Gadadhar Pandit on his left. And thousands of people gathered around. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was dancing. He had beautiful flowers decorating his hair. He had a beautiful garland around his neck. His long hair, which was curling and black and so beautiful to see. As he was dancing, everyone in the kirtan's eyes were simply fixed on the beauty of that golden form of Gauranga dancing in ecstatic love. No one could see anything else. No one could think of anything else. And the people of Navadvip, just to welcome the Lord, every house practically put banana leaves and banana trees and all sorts of nice full pots of water with decorations, just to welcome the Lord as he was coming. And the people of Navadvip, when they heard that the beautiful form of Gauranga is dancing through the streets, and they heard the tumultuous chanting, and they saw the millions of torches, everyone was running out of their homes. Women were forgetting their children. Husbands were forgetting their wives. Children were forgetting their parents. Everyone was running to join the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At that time, the thieves, they were thinking, this is the ultimate experience. Everyone's houses are decorated with so many valuables. Their doors are open. Nobody's home. We could just go and steal from everyone. So the thieves started running to the houses. But on their way, they heard the beautiful sound of the chanting of the holy names, and soon the thieves forgot that they were thieves. They became so intoxicated by the sound of the holy name, they joined the kirtan, began dancing and loudly chanting the holy name. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, he was more beautiful than millions and millions of cupids. His eyes were like beautiful bows of cupids, arched bows, and his eyes were like the beautiful arrows, and it was captivating everyone. His teeth were like rows of pearls, and torrents of tears were flowing from his lotus-like eyes. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing through the streets, the people were becoming completely mad. In fact, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Varuna, Surya, Yamaraj, Kuvera, all of the principal demigods, they were so attracted by this most munificent kirtan that they all descended into this world and took human forms just to participate in this kirtan and see the beautiful dance of the Lord. It is explained that this kirtan was so ecstatic that everyone in the kirtan, at times, they all developed forearm forms. Millions of people were in this kirtan. Demigods were coming to the kirtan. The sages and the rishis were coming to kirtan. Most all of Navadvip was in the kirtan. It was a huge city at that time. There were millions and millions of people and millions of torches, and everyone had forearm forms. And yet no one even knew they had forearm forms. And no one saw anyone else had forearm forms, because everyone's eyes were completely fixed in total absorption in the beautiful golden form of Lord Gauranga, whose arms were raised, whose eyes were crying tears, and who was inducing everyone to loudly chant the holy name. People's hearts were filled with so much love, not only for the Lord, but for each other. At times, people, they would just go into little groups and dance. Some people were just dancing alone in ecstasy, some with three or five people. people who didn't even know each other. They were just embracing each other and embracing. And they were paying dandavats at each other's feet again and again and again. And some people, just to get the mercy of the lotus feet of other devotees, they were tying their hair around people's feet. And other people, they became so fearless. They said, where are the Yamadutas? Yamadutas, bring Yamaraj here today. We have no fear of death itself, because we are in the presence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and we have the holy name of Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing and dancing with Gadadhar on his left and Nityananda Prabhu on his right. Srivas was in front, Haridas in front of that, Advaitacharya, but everyone was looking at Mahaprabhu. Everyone was gathered around Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes as he was dancing in this wonderful procession, he would assume his form of Krishna. And in his threefold bending form of Krishna, dark like a tamal tree, he was dancing through the crowds playing on his flute. He goes on to Mahaprabhu ki! And sometimes he would fall unconscious and everyone was just struck with wonder and fear because there was no symptoms of life. And at other times he would leap in the air so high. And his limbs would tremble and his hairs were standing on end and his teeth were chattering. And torrents of tears were flowing from his eyes. In fact, in the kirtan, everyone had torrents of tears flowing from their eyes. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy was inundating everyone. The tumultuous sound of this kirtan was heard in Martya Loka, Patala Loka, Swarga Loka, Satya Loka, everywhere in the universe. You may ask, how is this possible? But when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his kirtan, anything is possible. And everyone was celebrating. Everyone was dancing. And they were all exclaiming, this is the first time Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come on the streets to dance with us. The first public performance of kirtan. They felt themselves so fortunate to participate. Everyone forgot themselves. They were dancing along the bank of the Ganges. Mahaprabhu Ghat, Barakona Ghat, Nagariya Ghat. And then they started approaching the village of Simulia, which is in Simantadweep, which is a quiet village where the Chankazi had his house. And as all this ecstasy was going on, as they were approaching the village of the Chankazi, so many thousands of people who were persecuted, harassed by the Chankazi, they were calling out in loud voices, kill the Kazi! This was reverberating. Chankazi heard this loud noise and he told his associates that, what is this loud sound? I think that perhaps there is some wedding procession going on. But if it is a Hindu wedding procession, it is not allowed, these loud rituals. You go and find out. So this guard went and he saw millions of people chanting and dancing. And Nimai Pandit was in the front in great ecstasy. Actually not in the front, he was toward the rear. But he appeared to be in the front because everyone was looking only at him. He came back and said, Nimai Pandit, he has millions of people out there with millions of torches. And they're all chanting and dancing and calling out, kill the Kazi. Chand Kazi sent out his soldiers to stop the kirtan. Meanwhile, the atheistic people and the blasphemers, they were disgusted by seeing this kirtan. They were saying, these people, they think they're so great because they're intoxicated under the illusion of this Nimai Pandit. But wait till the Chand Kazi comes with his soldiers. Then you see what these coward people do. When the Chand Kazi comes with his soldiers, they will all run away. They will all hide. They will be jumping in the Ganges to escape. Let us go to Chand Kazi and tell him. Chand Kazi sent his soldiers. And when his soldiers went, and they saw all these millions of people, some were saying, let us cut off the head of Kazi. Let us destroy the blasphemers. And everyone else was simply intoxicated with love of God, tumultuously chanting the holy names. They became so overwhelmed and fearful that they didn't want to be seen as Chand Kazi's men. So they very quickly start hiding them. And those who had beards, they put their head down and hid their beards so no one could see it. And just so no one would detect them, they started dancing in the kirtan as everyone was chanting the holy names of Lord. They came to the Chand Kazi's home. The kirtan was getting louder and louder and louder, and Chand Kazi was so fearful, he was hiding in a secret part of his house, trembling in fear. And millions of people surrounded his house, and they were tearing down his gates and destroying his garden and knocking on his door, and he heard thousands of people in unison singing, kill the Kazi.
Kill the Kazi.
Lord Chaitanya, he told the servant of Kazi why he doesn't come to receive me. I am a guest at his house. Bring him here. He has nothing to fear. The Chand Kazi came out very much fearful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him at his door. And Chand Kazi said, actually, I was a friend with your grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, and your father. So because we're from the same village, actually, I am your uncle. And you are my nephew. So why should you be so angry upon me? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to talk to you. Chand Kazi said, can we go alone in a secluded place? Lord Chaitanya said, nothing is private. We can talk amongst my associates. Because Chand Kazi welcomed Lord Chaitanya in a very respectful way, Lord Chaitanya reciprocated in a very respectful way. The Lord says, as you approach me, I reciprocate accordingly. Lord Chaitanya said, the cow is mother. She is providing milk. Why you kill your mother and drink her blood? The Chand Kazi said, according to our scripture, this is permitted. According to your scripture, perhaps it is not. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved, both in the Vedas as well as the Holy Quran, For people who are in the lowest modes of ignorance, this is sanctioned. But for those who actually are aspiring for self-realization, it cannot be done. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to the Chankazi in such a way, by his compassion and by his transcendental beauty, the Chankazi's heart completely melted. He said, "Everything you speak is true. But let me tell you one secret. The night that I broke that murdunga drum, as I was sleeping in my room, something very, very wonderful took place. This fearful being jumped upon my chest. He had the body of a man and the face of a lion and the claws of a lion. And he began to roar ferociously and look upon me with eyes full of rage. And he said, 'You broke my murdunga and you hurt my devotees. Today I will destroy you and your entire race.' And then with his claws he began to tear my chest apart, roaring terribly. Then he stopped. And he said, 'You did not create so much of an offense this time. But if ever again you disturb my Harinam Sankirtan movement or my devotees, I will be back to destroy you.' Sri Narasimha Dev Bhagavan Ki." The Chankazi opened his cloth and showed Lord Chaitanya the scratches from the nails of Sri Narasimha Dev. Chankazi became a devotee. And he promised Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he understood he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he promised that myself and none of my descendants will ever in any way obstruct the propagation of the Harinam Sankirtan movement which you have established here in Navadvipa Dham. And when this proclamation was made, all the devotees in great happiness celebrated as Chankazi became a devotee. In fact, he became a pure devotee of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave him Krishna Prema. Chankazi in his previous birth was King Kamsa of Mathura. And we know that Kamsa was such a wicked demon, and he harassed so many devotees. Lord Krishna killed him with his fist. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous of all incarnations. He did not kill the demons, but he transformed their hearts with his ultimate weapon of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sitting today at the Samadhi of the Chankazi. One nickname or pet name of Chankazi was Champak. And of course you all know one of the names of Lord Chaitanya is Nimai. And it's very wonderful because here this tree on which the Samadhi is built, there is a Champak tree, and growing out of the Champak tree is a neem tree. Can all of you see?
Yeah.
In this way, to glorify the loving relationship between Chankazi and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So devotees come here to remember this wonderful, wonderful pastime of the beginning of public Harinam Sankirtan and the deliverance of the Chankazi. through this pastime, we all can gain great hope. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Prema can awaken in all of our hearts if we simply submit to his divine will, humbly serve his devotees, and sincerely chant his holy name. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.